From SciWorks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. 3D printing was developed in the 1980s as a way of making objects out of resin. An object is created in a computer, then built one layer at a time. There are three main types of 3D printing. In one, the object is created from within a vat of liquid resin. This is called stereolithography, or SLA. Laser sintering uses a laser to build an object out of a powdered material. FDM, or fused deposition modeling, is the most common for home use. Melted plastic is extruded from a nozzle and put down in layers. This technology may be on the cusp of revolutionizing the way we make things.
If you start with the Industrial Revolution, it was transformative because suddenly power was free. You can multiply the power of your muscles without added cost with using a steam engine. If you go to the internet age, information was suddenly free, so we could get all the answers we needed on our cell phones in a few seconds. With 3D printing, the reason it's so transformative is complexity is free.
That's Daniel Miller, engineer, entrepreneur, and 3D printing enthusiast. 3D printing offers a less expensive way to develop new items. If you print it and you don't like it, you can redesign it and print it again. There's no need to purchase more materials or retool your machines. Also,
with 3D printing, there is virtually no waste. If you start with a powder for a sintering process, you lay down the powder and center it with a laser and build it up additively. And at the end, the powder that wasn't sintered, you just reuse in the next print job.
3D printing has already found a home in the world of medicine.
There are over 40,000 people walking around right now with 3D printed titanium hip inserts. There's over 4,000 spine implants that have been 3D printed and printed in such a way that bone can sort of grow around it and cartilage can graft to it.
How will 3D printing affect manufacturing?
You hear talk about who will be the winners and losers in 3D printing. And I think where we'll see a lot of the pain as we transform to this new type of manufacturing is in the areas where people currently get paid to make things using traditional methods. Those areas where you need to turn out 100,000 or a million parts, they'll continue to hold on and be more insulated. In areas where they want to customize the end product for their consumers, those areas will start to adopt 3D printing very quickly. Even in areas where you don't need the precision that you might in some other areas, the machine is limited to only deposit at a certain rate. In a traditional manufacturing machine, if you wanted to machine away a large amount of material, you can go very quickly in some areas that are less important. But then when you get down to the precise areas, you can slow down and be more precise. So where 3D printing, though, how you can adapt it to outpace traditional methods is you can set up parallel machines. Once you digitize that model and send it to a 3D printer, if you want to make things 100 times faster, you just need 100 machines. You don't need 100 more operators. You don't need 100 more sets of material. You start with the base material and you just hit copy.
As a transformative technology, 3D printing offers new ways to approach problems.
Once the technology gets in people's minds and they get exposed to it, it's not just the fact that you can maybe make a widget a different way, it's that you'll think about a problem a different way. There are lots of examples right now of where surgeons around the world have used 3D printing to make a model of a certain part of anatomy of a patient before they go in and do a surgery. And making that 3D model allows them to see what kind of risks there are involved, where they'll have to position their tools, how they'll approach the surgery. And it's literally made surgeries that were going to be impossible or too risky to approach now possible. And there are patients out there that even though they didn't receive a 3D printed implant or a 3D printed tool wasn't used on them, they benefited from 3D printing because it allowed the surgeons to understand the problem in a new way.
3D printing technology has been further developed and championed in a global open source community, which you can tap into at reprap.org. Hear this program again at wfdd.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.